Now we're going to talk about lung cancer. Lung cancer arises from epithelial cells, which when you think about the location of your lungs and you think about the bronchial tubes, which go into smaller and smaller tubes within your lungs, the alveoli, they're all lined with epithelial cells. So it's not surprising that this cancer arises from those cells. And basically we can divide them into four major types. But within the four major types, we usually talk about small cell carcinoma or non-small cell carcinoma. So let's talk about small cell carcinoma first. It's usually found in the central bronchus region, in the primary or secondary bronchi. It can cause compression and narrowing of the bronchi. It's quite widespread and metastasizes. And so we're going to concentrate actually on non-small cell carcinomas because they're actually more common. And when we look at those, there are three major types. There are large cell carcinomas. These develop usually in the lung periphery, and the cancer cells are particularly large. We've got squamous cell carcinoma. These usually originate in the central bronchi, are associated with the mucociliary epithelial cells. And then we've got adenocarcinomas, which develop in the periphery of the lungs. And the symptoms will depend on the stage of the cancer and the location as to which type of cancer we've got. Now, cancer, as we've talked about before, it doesn't suddenly appear. It's something that develops over very many years. It's a series of mutations, and in the case of lung cancer, it's got both genetic and a great deal of environmental risk factors associated with it. It's initiated by either activation of oncogenes or inactivation of tumor suppressor genes. So if we talk about some of the common things we know about it, for example, it could involve tumor suppressor gene loss or inactivation, and we've talked about one of these genes previously. We've talked about a protein involved called P53, which activates transcription factors and helps. The end result is the cell division slows down, gives the cells time to repair the DNA. And it can either be lost or inactivated, and then apoptosis is evaded and the cells will continue dividing. They'll not be destroyed. Or you can activate oncogenes, and one of the common ones that seems to be involved here is what's called epidermal growth factor receptor EGFR mutation. In normal cell growth, we've talked about this before, there are chemicals called growth factors, proteins called growth factors, and they're going to be produced and they're going to attach onto the epidermal growth factor receptors. And then we've talked about the pathway that's been involved there with a G protein, a RAS protein, and the end result is that the cells grow and multiply. Now, in the case of lung cancer, it appears as if there might be too many of these receptors, or there might be too many growth factors. The receptor might be mutated, so it thinks the growth factor is attached when actually it isn't. So the end result is going to be, we're going to, again, have a lot of cells which are escaping programmed cell death, and they're dividing. And then another thing that happens is when you develop a cancer, you also need a great blood supply. Development of a new blood supply is called angiogenesis. And there is a protein involved with this called vascular endothelial growth factor, and you need a lot of this protein in order for blood vessels to be developed, and there seems to be an overproduction of it in these tumors. It binds onto receptors and you form new blood vessels. So basically the cells are escaping programmed death, they're dividing a lot, and they've got lots and lots of nutrients. Now, in terms of our key concepts, well, homeostasis, as I've said previously, that's going to be disrupted depending on the stage of the cancer. We have different stages. We've got stage one, where it's just located in the lungs, it hasn't spread to the lymph nodes. We've got stage two, where it's in the lung and it's gone to nearby lymph nodes. We've got stage three, where it's in the lungs, the lymph nodes, and in the middle of the chest. And then stage four, which is very advanced, and it's in both lungs, it's around the lungs, and it can spread to all sorts of other parts of the body. So, as I said, homeostasis will depend on exactly what stage we're at. And then we've talked about proteins. Well, we might get inactivation or loss of proteins, such as the P53 protein. we might get too many proteins in the case of the epidermal growth factor receptors, or we might have too many proteins in the case of the actual growth factor itself. We might have too much protein in terms of the protein which causes new blood vessels to grow, the vascular endothelial growth factor. And some of these proteins, particularly the epidermal growth factor receptors, are obviously involved in the cell membranes. They're embedded in the cell membranes.